She just thinks differently than the rest of us. And sometimes it's creative genius. Other times it's creatively terrifying. As we get into the top moments of the week here on The Thang,
what?
That she is Monica Brooks. That's yes. The what that you hear. And just, it is interesting sometimes what goes on in your head.
I don't think that is. I think we have this the same thoughts, but we just.
No, the top moment of the week. No, not even. I would never mention it if I had this thought. Two, actually, you know what? I would mention it to my therapist just to make sure that there was nothing truly wrong with me. Disturbing. That is the number one moment of the week. But in the meantime, I guess it makes sense because this is how Monica thinks. I mean, just yesterday, Antoine, she tried to sell us a cow.
She did.
A living cow.
Angus.
The Craigslist Price is Right. Monica goes in, finds us a cow that we got a bid on.
This is a great Christmas gift for her. If you love meat, you're going to love this. This is an Angus bull. It's in Newcastle.
Wait, like a cow?
Yes. Angus. Pure Angus.
Is that
How
his name?
Much? No. You can name him whatever you want. You can, you know.
Alive?
He's alive.
Okay.
He's alive. How much for Angus?
So Angus is
Angus
a
bull.
Cow.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a picture of the cow?
Yeah.
What color is he?
Black in Newcastle, Craig County area.
All right. Will they deliver?
Or do I have to go get the cow?
I don't know how much a cow costs.
How much a cow costs?
How much you want for that Angus bull?
That's a lot of steaks.
It's a lot of steaks.
I know.
Ooh.
He's beefy.
Does he have horns?
No.
No horns?
What?
I'm looking at the pictures.
Okay. How much are they asking for him?
Y'all are so funny.
I thought all bulls had horns.
Angus bull, but from the angle, they're just, maybe this is a little rip.
Is it more than
$100?
Maybe they put,
Antoine,
there's not actual horns. They took little paper towel tubes and they just glued them on to a large dog. Yeah. In case you're wondering, $1,600.
Yeah.
And Antoine is
still up for sale.
I don't even remember how much I said.
$400. I remember.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did.
You have it's a very innocent view of what the world costs.
Yes. I like that. I mean, I'm unjaded.
I mean, a couple weeks ago, it was a trip to space. Antoine said, what'd you say, $5,000?
I think I said $4,000.
$4,000 to go to space. Which, you can't even go to Brazil for that kind of money, but space, $4,000, which is $250,000, by the way. Earlier in this week, I mean, again, it's all centered around Monica either her creativity or her evilness or her dupability, I guess is what it would be. Because I do believe I was set up in this situation, Antoine.
I think you were too.
I got suckered I'm talking about the chair challenge. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Make me look like a dang fool where I lean my head up against the wall because I guess no man on earth can do this chair challenge where you pull the chair up and then you just sort of have to stand up. And then Monica nails the chair challenge, makes me look like a fool. And, oh, man, I just wanted to do it for men everywhere. I so did.
The way you bend, you're going to lean over and you're going to pick up the chair.
And then I'm just going to.
And you're going to stand up straight. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Your feet have to be together.
Your feet have to be together. They will be together. That's fine. Okay, so
we'll
I go
see.
Up.
Okay, so
like
Zach
that.
Is at the wall right
the wall,
now.
And I take like two steps back,
two
right?
Two steps back.
One, two.
Feet together.
And then, feet together. And I
feet
put
together.
My head up against the wall like this,
head
right?
to the wall.
Okay, so I'm going to put my head up against the wall. I shall achieve victory right now. My head is up against,
head against the,
wall.
The wall.
I've picked up the chair.
Securely placed.
Here we go. Crap.
Crap.
Hang on.
All right, so he is picking
Hang on.
The chair.
Why can't I do
he
this?
He can't pick the chair up.
Hang on.
All right, so this is ridiculous. Zach is red in the face and mad. You can't pick the chair up.
And she knew my pelvis couldn't handle it.
And she kept pointing out, even though you were there and you knew that you couldn't pick the chair up, she had to keep saying it.
The listeners need to hear
that. They needed to hear.
They need to hear that. He can't pick
the chair up. Double down on my shame. Thanks for nothing. But you know what? Furthermore, I am just... I can't even imagine what goes through your head sometimes when it comes to the top moment of the week.
Yeah.
Again, some of your stuff, it's creative genius. You think differently in a way that it's fascinating. And in some ways, I'm jealous of it because you just see things in a different way. Then I'm not so jealous when things like this go down because it's scary. I mean, we're sitting
scary,
here.
Though.
Yeah, we're doing it's blow your mind. So it's where we all go around and we have a news story and we take a word out or a couple words and then you got to fill in the blank. So it's A, B, or C.
Right.
One of them is the correct answer. And then the other two are made up by you. So this is the creative portion of your brain. and what comes out of your brain because this person, they left their dog. The dog was home alone. And what did the dog do? This is Monica's suggestion.
The way you bend, you're going to bend.
That is the chair challenge again. See, she makes me play the chair challenge again to rub it in. Final, it's the top moment of the week. Here it is.
Okay, is it A, eating grandpa's ashes? B,
right, and this A is the one that's really just disconcerting here.
Setting the house on fire. C, fighting a snake.
I'm going poor grandpa. Poor papa.
It's got to be that, because if it isn't, that means Monica came up with that in her own brain, and that's even terrifying. So I'm with you, Antoine.
It's not that. It's not that.
You're wrong.
But you thought of that. You concocted that in your head.
What's wrong with,
how dare you
act
concoct
like that,
that the dog would be eating grandpa?
How do you see nothing wrong with that?
I didn't see anything wrong. Y'all made it feel really...
Do you wake up and start the day evil, or do you have to like build up to it?
Y'all trip me out because y'all act like y'all don't think about...
I've never thought about a dog eating grandpa's ashes.
No, never. Never. I'm sorry.
Y'all are full of crap.
Okay, go ahead. Text in 52353 if you always think about a dog eating grandpa's ashes.
But you think about random scenarios and
not
stuff
like that.
Not that
not
one.
Not like
you
that. Nope.
As you're driving, you don't ever just think about something.
No, if that, again, I'm driving right to my therapist's office then, if those are the thoughts that I'm having.